Brother Jarvis. Amen. Appreciate the privilege and the honor. You say you sound nervous. I am. And I don't take it lightly, preacher. I have, but I've learned better. We learn better in the mountains. Amen. You can get taught better, but you better learn better. Amen. I've learned better. I thank God to be here. I really came just to get in and didn't know I'd be preaching. Had no idea. But I count it a joy and honor to be a servant of the Most High God. I thank God for the men of God who's labored in the pulpit since yesterday. Oh, my heart's been helped. And I thank God for speaking to my heart about some things. And it's a great, great joy. Well, I'm nervous. I say this. I knew what God wanted me to preach if I were to preach. But I've been hesitant about it for sake of repetition. But I'd rather be repetitious and real and not be repetitious and have regrets. So I'll just mind God. And this won't be new to Welcome Baptist Church, but I have to mind God. I'll have to mind God. Amen. Thank you, preacher, for letting us be here. And praise God for all you give us. And thank the Lord for what Welcome Baptist Church has meant to my heart, my family's heart, and to many of us. Thank God for this meeting. Amen. I was talking to someone yesterday out in town. And by the way, I'm famous in town. I might as well tell that. Amen. If you go to Gene's restaurant, you'll see my picture hanging up in there. Amen. It ain't beside George Bush, but that'd be all right. But anyway, but my picture's in there, so if you ever want to see me, if you're ever in there and see that, pray for me. How about that? Amen. But we were talking. I was talking to someone there. Matter of fact, it was him. And he's talking, wondering what was going on. I said, well, the meeting, the Jubilee meeting. He said, oh, is it Jubilee meeting already? I said, yeah. And we was talking about this thing been going on for some time, Brother Jarvis. And I believe, was it Brother Billy Cole? Maybe God put it in his heart some years back. Start this, amen. And thank God, I began to think about that a little bit. When Elisha died, and they buried Elisha, and his bones were just laying there. And they was about to bury a man, and they seen the enemy come, and they threw that dead man in there where Elisha was, and his bones. And when that dead man touched the bones of Elisha, he came alive. And I got to thinking, I thank God for some men of God and some people of God. Maybe they're gone on. They're gone. But their work ain't gone. Thank God it's still continuing on. Amen. And I thank the Lord for that. Amen. Well, I'll be obedient. Take your Bible. Turn to the book of Exodus chapter 24. Exodus chapter 24. And I pray God will help us this evening. Amen. And I do feel like I need to say this because Brother Brown, I thank you for being obedient. And each one of you being obedient. But while he was preaching, God put something on my heart to say, the men of God, I'll be obedient. Sometimes the services are lively. God put it on my heart while you was preaching, preacher. And thank God for the labor of God's men when it's a lively service. But there's times you come in and it's just a lull. It ain't always lively. But I thank God for the man who labors when it's just a lull. Because if we didn't labor when it was a lull, we'd never get to labor when it's lively. Because we need to be woke up sometimes. And I thank God for the men of God. And I've stepped off the platform many times feeling like a failure because it wasn't that lively. Amen. But we got to labor when it's a lull. So I just want to tell you that's what God put on my heart. Exodus 24, stand please, if you would, and we'll try to be obedient. And Brother Robert, is there a time? You give me a time. Okay. Exodus 24, and the Bible says, verse number 1, and he said unto Moses, come up to the Lord, thou and Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, the 70, and the 70 elders of Israel, and worship ye afar off. Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come nigh, neither shall the people go up with him. And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord, and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord has said will we do. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord and rose up early in the morning and building an altar under the hill and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the children of Israel which offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen unto the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant and read in the audience of the people, and they said, all that the Lord has said we will do and be obedient. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord hath made with you concerning all these words. Then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and as it were, the body of heaven in his clearness. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel, he laid not his hand. Notice this right here. Laid not his hand. I will read that again. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel, he laid not his hand. And also they saw God and did eat and drink. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone and a law and commandments which I have written that thou mayest teach them. And Moses rose up and his minister Joshua. And Moses went up to the mount of God, and he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for us until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. And Moses went up into the mount, and the cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire. Like devouring fire. We've heard a little bit about fire already, have we not? My mind went back to that message, praise God. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount, and the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. You can be seated. Lord, we love you and thank you, God, for letting us be here. And God, we're so aware today, Lord, that we need you more and more. And God, I pray that you'd help us. And God, we don't deserve a thing. We don't deserve liberty. We don't deserve the unction from the Holy One. We desire it. But God, please, God, help us today to be obedient unto thee and help your people as you have been throughout this meeting. And God, just help me to be a blessing somehow and a help to someone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I want to look at something right here that Moses said. It's just a few little words right here that maybe you've thought about. And I thought about it sometimes back. I'll be honest with you. God gave me this message for my church. And I told my wife, and she's back there, she can be a witness and testify to this. When God let me preach it at the church, I said, I believe God let me preach it in the Jubilee down there sometimes. I had no idea it'd be tonight, but I'm going to mind God. But he said something in verse number 12 I want you to notice. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount, and notice these words, and be there. And I will give thee tables of stone and a law and commandments which I have written that thou mayest teach them. And I want to look at them a few little words in three words and be there. I want to go back just a minute and give you some things where Moses once was. Turn back to Exodus chapter 3 with me. We'll just turn a minute. And I want you to look here just for a moment where Moses once was. Remember, he's up on the mountain right now. And God said unto him, be there. Well, there was a time that he was at Mount Sinai, and Exodus chapter number 3, you'll see verse 1. And now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And there was a time Moses knew what it was like to be there on the backside. He knew what it was like to be there on the backside. Amen. When in Horeb, he was there. Amen. Horeb means desolation, is really what it means. He was in that wilderness. Have you ever been there? Have you ever felt like you've been on the backside of nowhere? Amen. Have you ever been like you've been to a place where nobody knows where you're at? Amen. But here he's been there before, there in Horeb, amen, on the backside, been faithful to God, been faithful to serving for 40 years with that flock he had right there. And now he's on the backside. He knows what it's like to be there on the backside, amen, in that place of Horeb. Another place in Exodus chapter number 3, I want you to notice this. He, in verse 2, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moses had been there once before on the backside in that place called Horeb. And Moses had been there also. And he knew what it's like to be there at the bush. Amen. And maybe you know a little bit about that. But he was at this place where he could not come hither or draw hither. And God wouldn't let him come any closer. And he'd been there. And then another place, I begin to think in Exodus chapter 19, as he goes up on the mount and God's going to give him the law, amen, and all the commandments concerning the tabernacle and the construction of the tabernacle. Y'all remember that? In Exodus chapter 19, he goes up on the mount and he tells all the people to stay off down there, those he'd been leading. And he said, don't even draw nigh. Don't touch the mountain. But what I want you to do, put bounds about it. Put boundaries about it. Amen. And here's what he told them to do. He said, I want you to go down and sanctify the people. Is that not what he said? And I want to say, have you ever been here? I want to say this to the men of God. Moses knew what it was like on that mountain to be there when there were boundaries. Boundaries. You ever feel that way? And I thought about the men of God. When there was a need for holiness, he was there. Here there was a need for holiness. Amen. But here in our text, Moses is going up on the mountain. And when he gets up there, God says, be there. Now Moses is getting ready to find out what it's really like to be there. He had been there before on the backside. He had been there before at the bush. He had been there before when there was boundaries. But now he's getting ready to go to a place. God said, I know you was there at the backside. I know you was there at the bush. And I know you were there when there were boundaries in the ministry or whatever. But now, Moses, I'm going to take you someplace, and this place ain't going to be at the backside. It ain't going to be at the bush. It ain't going to be the boundaries. But this place, he said, I want you to really be there. And that thought's been working in my heart. I want to preach on, when you get there, be there. When you get there, be there. Oh, my friend, I thank God for those few times you say, preacher, you're preaching in parables. You'll get a hold of it in a little while. But I want to say something. If you can ever get to this place that Moses was and really be there, it'll change you. Have you ever been to church and not been there? Amen. Have you ever been to choir and not been there? Have you ever been on a piano, a special? Have you ever been on the mission field? Have you been in a Sunday school class? Have you ever been in a pulpit and not been there? I've been there. And I don't like to be there. Oh, but there have been a few times that God's let me be there. What's he talking about, preacher? When he says, come up unto me. Notice the verse right here. He says, come up to me and to the mount and be there. Well, I got to thinking, why did he say that? It seems to me that once Moses was there, he was there. I don't know if he was specifically talking about him being there physically. My mind just tends to, and we'll make an application. You can figure out all the details if I'm wrong, but it could be more than Moses. I just don't want you physically here. I want your mind here, and I want your spirit here. I want you to think about what's going on here. I want you to really get into what I've got for you here. Amen. Hey, thank God for the Jubilee meeting. Listen, I told some preacher brethren, I said, I plan on just taking the brakes off. I want to be there. Amen. Just be here. Hey, listen, it only comes once a year. Amen. But tonight, listen, I want to preach on that. When you get there, be there. And so I'll give you some thoughts here in just a minute. But I don't think he's talking about maybe so much as location, because Moses was already there. And I don't see it mean for Moses to say, don't wander off, because he was in the whole mount. God knows where he's at, and God knows where you're at. Amen. But I want to tell you something. We can sit here in the services, amen, and nod our head and say amen, amen, and I'll be here. The singer can sing and will not or have but not really be there. Amen. I want to tell you what Paul said to that church of Colossae. He said, set your affection on things above, not on things of this earth. He said, get your mind on something else other than here. Amen. That's what it's about, friend, when we come around and get together, that we can get a little heaven on earth. Amen. And get to be there. Amen. One day, thank God, our faith will become sight. Aren't you glad for that? But I thank God tonight, there's a few times on this earth I've got to be there. And I ain't had no out-of-body experience. And I ain't seen Jesus. And you ain't neither. Before I get to it, I want to say there's been a few times I've been there. First time I ever got there in my preaching, I'll never forget it. Amen. Oh, I'd preached before. But oh, yes, I was in that little radio broadcast. It's my turn to preach. And listen, I went down there by myself, and I walked in there, was going to preach, and there was some folks sitting in the radio broadcast, probably maybe a 12 by 12, 15 by 15 room. And I went in there to preach what God told me to preach. And oh, it was different that time. I said it was different that time. For the first time in my ministry, I was there in my preaching. Amen. It was more than just an outline and a sermon. Amen. It was real. Amen. Oh, God got in my soul and made it real to me in that radio broadcast. My wife was listening to me on the radio with her mother-in-law riding down the road. And she tuned me in. And she said, I didn't know who you were. There she is, right? Amen. And then folks are sitting in their radio broadcast. I didn't know none of them. I don't even know where they come from. They just sat there doing some preaching, and we're in that little small 15, 15 by 12 by 12, whatever. And man, our next thing I know, God was there. We got there, we're God, and God was in. And next thing you know, they got up out of them seats, running around in that little room, praising God. What do you mean they got there? I think when the men of God get there, the people might get there. Amen. Oh, my soul, God help us to be there. Moses said, come up in the mountain and be there. Hey, just don't be there in body. Don't just be there. Hey, be there and get your heart in it, your mind, your spirit involved. Amen. God wanted Moses to pay attention and stay focused. And don't be somewhere else while you're there. Oh, yeah, he could have been there toiling, walking up that mountain. Don't you know he was tired? A lot of you will sit there in church and you'll be there thinking about how tired you are. Amen. You've been toiling, or maybe you've been dealing with something, and you'll come and listen, God wants you to be there. Next thing you know, you're thinking about how all that you've been through and the toiling and the tiresome. I began to think about that. I began to think about the tiredness of going up that mountain and the toiling and the labor that some of you have been through. If you're not careful, you can't come to Jubilee without thinking about what you got to do. Amen. We'll go back tomorrow to our churches and some of us are already thinking, what am I going to preach? I have. And then there's other times we're not there, and not only because we're tired and we're toiling, but we're thinking about tomorrow. Moses went up there. He's going to be there 40 days and 40 nights. He wasn't thinking about what he's going to do down there tomorrow. This is the only time, this very second minute we have right now, it's all we got. We don't promise to even go home tonight. Amen. We need to redeem the time that God gives us now. I wish I could give that in my heart and in my mind. We're here. We're here back in Jubilee. Praise God, we're here. We might not get to come back another time. Oh, yes, let's just go ahead and junk it all tonight. And whatever's going to take place tomorrow is going to take place. But you're here right now and be here. Amen. Amen. Choir, when you sing, be there. A minute ago when we preach, God help us to be there. That's when you sing Him specials, be there. Let's just be there. When the services are not lively, be there. Oh, yeah. When nothing's going on around you, you be there. Well, glory. I remember the first time God got in the car with me. Dodge 510 hatchback. Going to work one early morning. Hadn't been saved long, Brother Barry. Got exposed to that good spirit-filled preaching and that singing. And boy, that's all I wanted. I'd stick it in that 8-track. I mean, in that cassette. I don't go back too far. Don't go back too far. And I stuck that little cassette tape in there, driving down the road, going to Kingsport one early morning, amen, working 12-hour shifts in a cotton mill, and put that in there. Hadn't been saved long. I can take you to the identical spot where I was in that car, going around that curve like this. All of a sudden, God got there in that car. For the first time, I was there driving down the road. Son, I pulled her off the side of the road. That's all I could do. And just spend some time being there. Come on now. I remember the first time I was there as an usher. Oh, yeah, as an usher for Brother Barry. Praise God. And standing back there in the back there. What a great honor. Brother Barry almost did this the other night at Jubilee, but I just didn't get full leadership. I was going to ask you to help let me take up the offering. I was wanting to be an usher again. And I stood back there at one time, a newborn baby in Christ with the offering plate. Oh, God, what a great joy. And it was real. And I stand back there with the other ushers. They probably thought, we've done this a million times. Big deal. But God let me get there. Brother Barry, a few times, standing back there at that door waiting for Brother Barry. Oh, yeah, after exhorting about 35, 40 minutes, I was there. I didn't, oh, glory to God. I didn't have to, oh, yes, I didn't have to walk down. I had wings, brother. I could just fly down. Amen. God let me get there a few times back there at the door holding offering plate when the glory of God would get real in the place, amen. And everybody forgot about the offering, forgot about the order, amen. I forgot about what we're going to do tomorrow. Next thing you know, friend, the whole church was there, amen. Amen. Oh, yes, brother. I remember a few times I've been there in my prayer closet. Crawled back in a laurel thicket over on the side of a hill in Avery County, North Carolina. Just stuck me a little bitty chair back under there. Crawled back under there, my little New Testament. I sat back there, spent some time with God in that laurel thicket and prayed. And next thing you know, I was there. Yeah. Fell up in the holler one morning. I didn't know He was there. Some years passed and my cousin came to me and he said, I want to ask you a question. He said, did you used to go behind your house up in there and pray? And I said, yeah, why? He said, well, a fella I work with deer hunts behind your house. Hey, man, he was up in the holler up in a tree stand. And I was in the laurel bushes being there. Oh, yeah. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, I was up in that tree stand. He said, I was listening for deer and I heard something. He said, I thought I ain't heard nothing like that in a long time. What'd he hear? He didn't know who I was, but he heard somebody was there. Amen. Amen. He forgot about the deer. Amen. I pray God to convict. I don't know, even know the man. Amen. But God, man, God, you never know when you're just getting in that place, friend, that God wants you to be who might be looking and listening. Amen. And God, we're in a place such as this. Amen. And people in the midst of the congregation need to see us and know that we're there. Amen. Amen. And Moses said, when you get there, be there. First thing I want to say, oh, thank you, Lord. Verse 1, the Bible says this. And he said unto Moses, come up unto the Lord. Come up unto the Lord, thou and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, who worship you afar off. And Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come nigh, neither shall the people go up with him. And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord has said will we do. And the first thing, well, I want to let you read verse 9 and 10 before we move on. And then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone. Oh, that reminds me of John. Oh, as it were, the body of heaven in its clearness. When you get there, Moses, be there to get into the worship that he has there. To get into the worship that he has there. He told Moses, I want you to come up on the mountain worship. Amen. He got real quiet, didn't he? Amen. And Moses went up in the mountain, listen, and when he got up there, he said, I want you to worship. And that's what he did. And he said, the worship of God. I got to thinking about that. Verse number 2, he said, and Moses alone shall come near. And that means to draw closer. And when you get there, be there, because there's closer worship there. Amen. Amen. Some people might think they've gone so far. Amen. I'll be honest with you, I ain't never had to pray. Some of y'all have. The Lord, relieve some of that. Take some of that off me. I've heard maybe Brother Barry or some testify. They prayed that and God withdrew that. And he said, oh, I wish I'd have never done that. Oh, I don't know if I've ever been there. But oh, I want to be, don't you? Oh, yeah, when you get there, be there, because you can get into the worship that he has there. Amen. Now listen, the worship of God, there's closer worship there when he said, come near. There's climbing worship there. Verse 1, verse 12, verse 13, verse 15. They're going up the mountain. Amen. There's different levels, you see, to worship. Yeah. And then there's that come apart worship there. This is what's going to help me, help you. Verse 9 through verse number 15, as they went up there on the mountain, listen, here they go, Aaron and Nadab, Abihu, and Moses, verse 9, 70 of the elders of Israel. Oh yeah, we got enough to worship now. Yeah, there's enough people down at the church we can worship now. And Moses said, this ain't too bad, amen. I got a song leader. I got a preacher. I've got 70 of the elders. I've got all these people, and we can worship. But I want to tell you something, my friend. Worship is not based upon those that sit upon the pew. Worship is what is between you and God and what goes on in your heart. Oh, John was on the Isle of Patmos. Amen. John was the song leader. Amen. John was the preacher. John was the usher. John played the instrument. John done it all. Hey, listen, he can say, well, there's no way I can be there. I'm just me and God. That's exactly where I'm talking about this morning. There's times, listen, you might not be there with a bunch of people. Amen. But those times you've been there just with God. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. And he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I don't know how many times I've said, well, there ain't enough here to sing the choir. Yeah, man, this is going to bust maybe some bubbles. We got some folks coming to our church now, and one family's got 6 children. Glory. And boy, Brother Thompson, that morning there wasn't a whole lot of people there. God said, have a choir come up. I'm a choir song leader. But guess what? The fellow with six children now is leading the singing. Oh, yeah. But anyway, God said, bring them up and let's sing. Sing. Okay, Lord. We had the quartet standing up here. That was our choir. You can laugh at that. And five, and that's enough for grace. Amen. We got to singing and praising God with those handful of people up there. And listen, we were there a little while. And y'all know that. Y'all were sitting back there. And God, what are you saying, preacher friend? I'm saying, listen, Moses went up there to that place of worship and he had some people going with him. But after a while, God says, uh-uh. I want you to come apart now. I want you to separate now. It's just between me and you now. Amen. Brother Craig, I'm going to tell on myself. After I got saved, I want to be real spiritual. So when Brother Craig starts shouting, I'd get happy. And I'd try to mimic Brother Craig. I didn't do too good, Brother Craig. Brother Craig, I thought, if he'll get fired up, I'll get fired up. If he'll get there, I'll get there. Then Brother Craig took a lap, and I said, I can't do that. Brother Craig used to do that quite often. Amen. And I said, boy, he's there. And I sat there and said, boy, I'd like to be there. I'll never forget when I first got saved, Brother Barry was preaching, and I was sitting there on the pew, the fifth pew back, and God, the Holy Ghost within me, said, say amen. If that ain't ever happened to you, you ain't been there. Amen. Say amen. I said, God. He said, you remember what you told me that altar? When I got saved, I said, Lord, I'm sick of this. And listen to the way I started my prayer out. It wasn't no sinner's prayer. I said, Lord, I'm sick of this. I said, Lord, I ask you to forgive my sins. I said, Lord, please forgive me. I said, Lord, right now I accept you as my Savior. I said, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And I didn't realize when I said that. I'm sitting on that back pew, and God's the Holy Ghost has brought back to me many times when I did not, my flesh did not want to do it. Amen. I sat on that back, on that fifth pew, and the Spirit of God said, say amen. Everybody else is doing it. I said, okay. Amen. I'm being honest with you, it was a heart attack, serious. God said, say amen again. I said, amen. A little louder. Brother Craig go over there shouting it out. People over there testifying, praising God, raising their hands. God said, now raise your hand and say amen. Y'all think I'm joking. I'm not making none of this up. I said, well, amen. Guess what? It felt pretty good. Different levels. Next thing you know, it wasn't very long. I'm going, amen. Next thing you know, I'm trying to catch Brother Craig running around church. Amen. What do you mean, preacher? I'll say sometimes, friend, you're going to have to come apart if you're going to be there. Amen. Don't you worry about what's going on around you. It's what's going on in you. Amen. Amen. The worship that he has there. Oh, it's wonderful to worship God. Amen. And you'll never praise Him until you worship Him. I know this is very shallow and it's not deep. It's just who I am. I preach in my church Sunday morning on staying real. And by the grace of God, that's what I want to be. But the worship that God lets us get in sometimes, you don't want to come out of it when you really get there. Amen. The second thing I want you to see, verse 12. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mountain, be there, and I will give thee tables of stone, and the law and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. And Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up to the mount of God. The second thing I want to say, when you get there, be there because of the worship that he has there. But number two, when you get there, be there because of this, that the Word, to get into the Word that he has there. Moses is going up, and God's going to give him the Ten Commandments written on stone by his finger. Amen. And it's when we get around the things of God and the preaching of the Word of God, friend. Hey, listen, be careful. Just be careful that you don't drift off. And your mind wander, because that's the most important time that you get what God wants you to have there. Amen. When you come to church, friend, thank God for worship. I love it. Thank God for singing. I love it. But I want to tell you what we need more than anything is that Word of God, friend. And when he said, when you get there, be there, because I'm going to give you a word. Amen. Now I find myself getting in the pulpit many times, not being there, like Brother Jarvis is talking about, and not being there, and wonder why my people's not there. And if it don't get in my heart, it probably won't get in theirs. But oh, I want to be there when it comes to the Word. Don't you want to be there when it comes to the Word of God? Amen. And when the Word of God's been given you, hey, listen, you ought to have your eyes open. Amen. I like what Brother Jarvis said. Turn them cell phones off. Amen. They're texting across the room. Boy, I'm hungry, aren't you? They ain't there. Oh, yeah, checking the internet. What's going on in the world? They ain't there. The preacher's there, and they're saying, well, what's going on with him? Amen. I'll confess to you, I guess that's the best thing for me to do. I was sitting down at the Rogersville Baptist Temple before I was preaching. People was getting excited, and I'd been in the flesh that week. I came into church, and I wasn't there. People was a-shouting and praising God, and preacher was a-preaching, singing was singing. They were there. But I wasn't there. Guess what I said? Well, that ain't real. I don't feel a thing. That ain't real. And I began to look at them that were there, and I wasn't there. And I began to be critical of those that were there, amen. It's because I wasn't there, amen. Oh, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. If somebody just has them a good smell, a sister back there, oh, glory. She was there, amen. When they were singing, they were there. The preaching that took us there. They were there. Amen. Don't you like that? You say, preacher, I don't understand what you're saying. Well, you'll just have to get one of them old mountain books. Our words are different. Our thinking's different. Amen. Well, if you've got any spiritual sense at all about you, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. There's been times, listen, that you've been to church. There's been times that you've been to church. There's been times you sang. There's been times you've sang. And there's been times you've prayed. And there's been times you've prayed. There's been times we preached, but there's been times we were there and we preached. Hey, y'all know the difference, amen. And boy, once you get exposed to that realness, nothing else will suffice. Nothing else will satisfy until you get back there again, amen. Oh, that first touch I got. Oh, thank God. When I was in that radio room, that first real touch of God. Every other time I preached, I said, I don't want this, I want that. Every time I prayed, my now laid me down to sleep prayers and wasn't there. Oh, I got down one time. It ain't been that long ago, my prayer altar. And started complaining. And then I don't know if y'all do this. I try to pray for my church members, amen. And I got down, Lord, help this one and this one. And Lord, help that one and that one. And Lord, help this one and this one. And Lord, help that one and that one. And Lord, help my son and my grandchildren and all of that. It's all of a sudden, it's like Holy Ghost said, what are you doing? I ain't joking, Brother Bram. I'm just as serious. And it's like Holy Ghost said, what are you doing? See, he knows what we have need of before we ask him. And I wasn't there. And I wanted to hurry and get it all done so I could go out and mow the yard or whatever. Hello. Oh, I feel good. I prayed today. But I got down there and I started praying. It's like Holy Ghost said, what are you doing? I just stopped. I said, oh God, forgive me. Lest there come boldly unto the throne of grace, we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I'm entering into the throne room. And I got down there and was going through my prayer list and my prayer form and all of that. And listen, it wasn't real to me. And the Holy Ghost said, what are you doing? Next thing I stopped and said, God forgive me. And I started exalting him a little while. I said, Lord, you're everything. You know where I'm at. I only have to talk. I only have to say a word. You know what I need before it comes out. And just start spending some time with God. Next thing you know, oh, he started rolling down my face and my cheeks. Next thing you know, I'm there. And oh, listen, it didn't matter if the phone rang. I was like, oh, I hate it when to be there and the phone rings, don't you? Yeah. All that is trying to get you from being there. Right. Yeah, preacher, I'm telling you. When we come to the house of God, get into the Word that He has there. When you're at home, get into the Word. Let it get in you. And next thing you know, amen. Wife will be acting different around the house. The husband will be acting different around the house. There'll be a little bit of worship in the house. When you get some word at the house, it's getting real quiet, ain't it? I've been there more times than I like to count. But here's where I really want to get to. Exodus 24, verse number 15. Everybody all right? Yeah. Amen. Exodus 24, verse 15. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and gat him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. When you get there, be there. Be there in the worship that He has there. Be there. Get into the Word that He has there. But when you get there, be there in the world that He has there. Moses knew what it was like on the backside down there in the wilderness and desert. We've all been there. Moses has been in them places where it seems like I just can't draw any nearer. God won't. I just can't get closer. Maybe because He's too holy and we're not. And I've been there when there's been boundaries in the church and it just seemed like nobody's getting there. And we just can't get there. But if you do, friend, if you can get there, when you're there, when you can get to that place of that other world. That other world. I ain't charismatic. John got in it. Paul got in it. In the Spirit. And that's what I'm talking about. Not just physically, but our spirit, our mind. Our heart being our emotions, the will, the intellect, our spirit, getting our spirit involved. You can't do that unless you've been born again. I've been Brother Buster. I might tell it wrong, but years ago, I think he said something one time about one good way you know you're saved is the worship's inside. And that worship. Amen. Didn't say how many pews you jumped. But what's going on inside? Worship from that old English word, worship. How much is He worth to you? Amen. But you get into that world. You've ever been there? He said, here's what I want you to do, Moses. Verse 15 through verse 18. He said, I want you to come up and went up, come to the mount. He said, the cloud covered the mount, and the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days, and the seventh day He called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and gat him up in the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Well, Brother Jarvis says, wow, this thing's breaking out. We won't go another 38 days, let me say that. What would you think if a revival broke out for 40 days? Amen. Amen. What would you think if you went to church and preacher says, oh, we're going to extend this another service? How would you like to have been there for 40 days and 40 nights? Goodness. coming. He's in a place in another world right here. I call this the world of glory. Amen. That's exactly where he's at. He's in a world of glory. I know our flesh can't handle too much down here. But you know what I'm talking about. It's more than a goosebump. But it sure does feel good. I mean, it's that world that's apart from this world. And I want to say to you tonight, if you hadn't ever been there, I pray you'll get there before this meeting's over with. Amen. What do you think's going on when they're up there singing and they're looking up? They can't see in the third heaven, but through the eye of faith, what's going on in their heart? It's just, it's automatic. Brother Barry, I preach about it. It's automatic up. It's another world. And I say to you tonight, or this evening, this world right here that Moses got into, it is a concealed world there. Moses went up into that mount, and the cloud covered the top of that mount. Moses was in it. Oh, have you ever been in that concealed world where you think ain't nobody else in here but me and God? And couldn't care less if anybody did see where you were at, amen? Have you ever been there, amen, in that concealed world, amen, where you say, well, I don't know what's going on with everybody else, who care less, but I know, everything's all right with me and God. I'm glad to get in those places a few times in my life, my friend. Hey, Brother Stanley, oh, when you think, well, just go ahead and divorce yourself from public opinion, amen, I'm in the house of God, amen. You might as well get work to used to worship down here because if you're saved 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, John saw around about that throne praising God and worshiping God. In another world, concealed. And it was concealed. Moses was concealed. And that means covered, to conceal, or, oh, I like this, or overwhelm. It's a world where God is. You see, God is letting Moses be in a place where it's just him and God. Not Aaron, not the elders, not Nadab, Abihu, not all the people of God. Thank God for you. Amen. But if you only worship when the people of God does, you ain't going to do much. But if you never get to that place, it's you and God. I believe that's the greatest victory in my Christian life that I've attained, and I haven't attained it fully yet. To be able to go on regardless of the size. I can't do that physically and naturally. And you can't do it naturally. When your size ain't there, it's got to go way beyond human effort. It's got to go way beyond, hey, listen, us. Amen. And then sometimes you say, oh God, oh God. I looked out on that hillside one day, and oh, in the middle of the night, I seen them stars up there. And I said, God, just as sure as I know you hung them stars in the sockets, you know where I am tonight, God. And the next thing you know, friend, you don't care about nothing else going on around you, amen? And you got to get into that world. Sometimes it's just you and God. Concealed world there. Oh, sister so-and-so gets to shout, and brother so-and-so gets to run. Just leave them alone. They're in their own world. Amen. It's a completed world there. Verse 16, the Bible says, and the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. Here it is. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Notice that. Verse 18, and Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up in the mount. Hey, listen, it wasn't on the sixth day he went in, it was on the seventh day. Letting us know that everything's completed. I'm glad we're going to a place. Listen, it's already ready. Everything's completed. But I don't have to wait to get there to get there, be there. Hello? Say, preacher, you need an interpreter. You're speaking in tongues. No, I'm not. I'm telling you tonight, listen, friend, it was a completed world. What do you mean a completed world? When Moses went into that cloud, he went up in there, fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't care about his own physical needs. He didn't care about nothing else going off down there. Amen. He got in a place of completion with God, and he didn't need nothing else. It was a perfect environment. Perfect. But you'll have to get beyond man. When you get there, be there. It'll be a world, just you and God. Six is the number of man. Amen. And I'll say something else. When you get there, be there. It's not only a, amen. Thank you, Lord. A concealed world there, and it's completed world. Brother Barry, I remember when you was at New Hope Baptist Church preaching revival back years ago. Brother Larry Beam, you're the pastor now. And we was in the meeting. And God got in it. And we were there. We were there. Well, it got to run a little late on the clock. Brother Barry didn't quit preaching. I thank God for a man of God gets there, it won't quit because of the time. Amen. And he was there, and we were there, and God was there. And people was walking out of the building, getting on their phones and calling in, taking a vacation day. You know why? They wanted to stay there. Amen. You ever been there? Why, preacher? Because that's something this world can't give you. It's another world. But I'll close with this. Well, no, I'm not. Because I'm going to tell you real quick how Moses got there, real quick. But I want to give you this. It was a consuming world there. Verse 17, and the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of that mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses got in that place and he was there and he was consumed by it. Oh yeah, you can preach to people and you say they ain't there. There'd be a lot of times they looked at me and they said, he ain't there. Amen. And people's in the choir singing, you say, where are they at? Amen. Amen. And we sing Amazing Grace like it ain't so amazing. We sing Victory in Jesus with defeat. Sweet Hour Prayer, we ain't prayed 5 minutes all week. And we sing a lot of lies. I'm as guilty as you are. I'm not always there either. I remember when I first got saved. Hey, friend, you could preach about the blood or say something about Calvary or sing on the old rugged cross, and my heart was just a bubbling and overflowing. It was fresh. I hadn't lost the wonder. We've lost the wonder of it all. It wouldn't take me just a little bit after I got saved to be there. But then I got to think about the toiling and the time and tomorrow. And Brother Buster, I thank you so much for reminding God on that first message on let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And God smote my heart back there that I have complained about the things in my course that He wanted me to have. And all it was there, He put them there so I could be there. Oh, I've done a lot of repenting in this meeting. I pray it'll be fruit meat for repentance, bring forth some fruit out of it. I'm not above it, friend. There's times I'm dry as last year's birthday. There's times I'm just not with it. And there's times I go through the motions. There's times that I'm just, my heart's just not in it at times. Oh, I can't stand it when my spiritual condition gets like that, friend. Oh, I got to get along with God, you see, and get there, that place where I once was. consumed. For our God is a consuming fire. Others down there on the bottom, we're looking up. They're probably saying, I wonder what's going on with Moses in that cloud. And probably some of them said, as I did as a little boy, sitting in Pleasant Hill Baptist Church in Avery County, North Carolina. And I was watching them as a little lost boy, as the tears run down their face into their beards. And the saints over there in that corner singing and shouting, praising God. I'm like, what is all this about? And they're all down there. And they're probably gazing up to the mountain. And Moses is in that glory world. And he's being concealed. Amen. And he's in that place of completion and he's being consumed. And onlookers are saying, I don't know what he has. And I don't know what she has. But I sure would like to get in there. Moses was on fire in that world. 40 days on the backside of the desert. Amen. 40 years in the wilderness. And God said, I know you were there in those backside of the desert times. And I know where you were. You were there when you were leading men of God. Men of God, you're leading in 40 years. And now, Moses, I know you were there. And I know you were there. But Moses, I want to take you somewhere you haven't been yet. And there they'll be 40 days in the mountain. It changed. I want to be there. Get into the climb to be there. Lift to another level. Levels unto the Lord. Levels unto the Lord, verse 1. Get above the crowd to be there. Leave the low living. Leave the low living. Most Christians live on too low of a level. Self-depreciation. I'm a sorry nobody. I'm going to tell you something. God paid the supreme price for you. And He sent His Son, Jesus, and He paid the supreme price. Christ, the blood, the Lamb of God purchased you. Amen. Levels, climbs, get above the crowd to be there, leave the low living. And if here it is, if you get there and you really get there and be there in this place we're preaching about, it'll change you if you be there. Amen. It'll look like you've been spending time with the Lord. I read in one place where Moses went up there and he came down and he wist not that his face shone. He had to look in the mirror and say, oh, I'm a Christian. I spent time with God today. Others around him could see the glow that he'd been with God. Amen. They could see something a bit different about him. Oh, I got a great compliment earlier. We were walking down the fellowship hall and the dear brother, he's here somewhere. I don't know if I ever met him. He walked up to me, he said, you a preacher? And I said, yes, sir. He said, you look like a preacher. And he said, you look pretty sharp. And I, oh, glory, I got it. I was there, buddy. Hey, in this life, somebody looks at you and I there and sees something about us that has to do with God. Amen. I don't have to have it posted all over me. But if you spend some time with God, it's going to show up on your countenance. Moses come down off the mountain, had to put that veil on. Hey, man. When he didn't have the veil on, everybody knew he'd been there. Amen. Now, why'd you say that, preacher? Some people can't take too much. But them levels tonight to be there, it's the greatest thing on earth. Closer and closer. Closer walk. Closer fellowship's what it's all about. And maybe tonight, maybe during this meeting, you've been here, but you just haven't. Maybe at your church, you've been there, but you just haven't been there. You know what I mean? Maybe you've sang, and it sounded good. Most people today don't know the difference. And I'm not being critical. Most people don't because they've never been there. If you ever get there, you'll know there's something a little bit different. Amen. There's something different about the singing. Oh, they messed up, but it didn't matter. They were there. Where's Brother Josh at? Brother Josh. Here not long ago, we were down here. Brother Josh got there to sing special. Brother Josh, I use you a lot on this. He messed up. Oh, man, Josh, Brother Josh messed up. It just ruined everything. I felt like crawling under a pew. The pastor was embarrassed. His parents were embarrassed. Everybody went home and got on Facebook and said, Brother Josh messed up. And everybody says, he ain't there. Is the dear brother here that played and sung that song, Thank You for Giving to the Lord? Is he here? He ain't here? I'm going to tell you all something. When he got there last night, I thought, it's time to go home. If he don't give him, tell him I said that. He don't know where I live. I thought, it's time to go home. But he hadn't got there yet. He determined to get there. And I sat there a few minutes. He started playing there. I thought, it's time to go. Don't y'all look at me like that. It's already came down. It's time to go. And he got to play. He didn't care what we thought. And he got to singing. And all of a sudden, something started going on the inside. Amen. Sitting right back there. And the Holy Ghost of God started speaking to my heart. Amen. In a few minutes, the Spirit of God said, go up there and hug your pastor. Right. And I sat there and I said, no. No. And he kept on playing and singing. Spirit of God's striving. Go up there and tell your pastor you love him. Thank you. I said, no. Amen. And all of a sudden, I knew I wasn't getting there. Amen. Before you know it, I said, I surrender all. Amen. It might not mean a thing to you, Brother Barry, but it meant a whole lot to me because I minded God, and God, let me get there. God, let us get there. And men of God, when you preached this morning and it wasn't real high, there's a preacher back there that was there. See, all God wants to do is just take us somewhere else. And it changed him, and it changes us. Amen. And we leave out better than we came in. Moses has been dealing with that mess for all leading them people, grumbling and complaining. And God knows what we all go through. But aren't you glad every now and then somebody will have a jubilee or a revival? Amen. Or some man of God will have the message or somebody will have the song. Oh. God said, I know where you've been. But I want to take you somewhere else now. And don't you worry about it. I'm going to cover you. Everything's already there. And Brother Jarvis, I thank you. Y'all pray for him. Every year, I've been coming down here a long time. Every year he says the same thing. He gets to, I'm not getting out of order, all right? I'm closing anyway. But anyway, he gets hard on himself about moderating. Bud Jarvis, I thank God for your wisdom and your discernment on the serve. That's a big load. And brother sent me a text last night, and he thought I was ignoring him, but he told us to turn our ringers off. I just forgot to turn mine back on. He said, be ready tomorrow. And I said, oh, God. Or be prepared, what he said. Just be prepared. And I got down to the motel room and said, Miss Kim, let's pray. And I said, Lord, help Brother Jarvis, give him wisdom. Lord, I don't have to preach. Lord, I just thank you for letting me be here. But Lord, if he does let me preach, let me be what you want me to be. And I've tried to do that. See, thank you so much, preacher.